I'm longing to be as clay to the potter. May I be to thee. You may have to break down resistance at times, but Lord, don't stop molding and shaping my life. Shape me, dear Father, please make me like you. Mold me completely so I can be true. And if you have to break me, may I understand you're still loving and holding my life in your hands. It would be such disservice, results would be nil, if clay rejects potter and it seeks its own will. It could only be cast out to the old potter's field. Please don't cast me out, Master. Put me back on your wheel.
Chapter 12. I've got a message that the Holy Ghost poured on my heart. I really wanted to preach it last Sunday. And of course, we did not have service because of weather. And this morning, I'm just excited that the Spirit of the Lord will really help me. I want you to believe with me for the Holy Ghost to help me. And I want you to listen to every word of it. And I want you to make it a part of your vocabulary, a part of your speech, a part of your witness. And I want you to begin to warn people and tell people the good news. It really is good news. It is good. I like to preach good news. Do you know that's what the gospel is? The gospel is good news. The gospel is good news. And I love to preach the good news. Don't forget now, Brother Johnny Pendleton preaching tonight. I know he will be a blessing to all of us. Hallelujah. Wouldn't miss it for nothing. Hallelujah. Wouldn't miss it for nothing. I love the word of the Lord. The book of Revelation 12:1. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she being with child cried, travailing in birth and pained to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. Now notice this one. And behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. The world was given him his authority. The world was given him his right of way. The world was given this dragon his place to labor. And he's doing it right now It's happening. This verse is already happening. Now, the moment of the future here that we're going to see hasn't happened yet, but the devil is getting power from every direction. The homosexual lobby is piling this power on the devil. The Christ haters and the Jew haters and the many forces of wickedness in our world is actually giving honor to the devil, this dragon, and giving him his seat and his authority and his great power. And all of this is happening on my and your watch. Has been happening for some years, but now it's escalating and growing in its reach and its power. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven. These are fallen angels that he's catching and that he's tricked and deceived in the past. And did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Now I want you to be seated. Keep your Bible open, because we're going to read more from verse 5 on. I'm just being kind to you and getting you seated as I continue to read. You may can think a little better with a little comfort, okay? Now, this is one of the most breathtaking scriptures in the Bible. And I want you to hear it, and I want it to get a hold of you. And she brought forth a man-child. That's the sun-clothed woman. Who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. That's the bride of Christ that she brings forth. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260, which is 60 days. There was war in heaven. Now listen to this. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought with his and his angels, and prevailed not. The dragon prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan. Now you know who the dragon is by the scripture. We already knew it was the devil, but now the scripture makes that a little clearer for us. The great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. Let me read one more verse. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Now, this to me is one of the grandest parts of the future prophecy. And I know this is the ultimate of it, is a future prophecy that cannot occur until immediately or somewhere close after the rapture. I'm aware of that, and I want you to make sure you are aware of that, that this will be fulfilled in its ultimate immediately after the rapture. I say immediately, I mean within a period of time that God has ordained. But the picture here is of the end, or the beginning of the end of the devil, the beginning of the end of Satan. Sometimes people forget that Satan is operating on a time zone, or in a time zone, on a time schedule, and Satan is soon to be completely, ultimately, and finally, totally defeated. And this is the next step in that defeat, okay? This is the next step in that defeat. Now, that defeat started, Jesus said, I beheld Satan fall from heaven. So way back in the back yonder, somewhere back there, somewhere close to 6,000 years ago, maybe more or less, right in the neighborhood, the devil was cast out of heaven because he rebelled, because he began to take things to himself and begins to try to make himself God instead of the Heavenly Father. Now, this future event is the end of Satan. So I would like to preach this morning on this thought. Listen carefully. Satan's reign of terror is almost over. Satan's reign of terror is almost over. Have you got that? Satan's reign of terror is almost over. Now, when this struck me, I'm not sure where I was. I was busy doing something, and all of a sudden, it was like the Holy Ghost spoke to me, and I believe it was indeed. And the Spirit of the Lord just literally said to me, you need to remember the devil's day is at a close. It's almost over. He's finishing up his plan and his schedule because God's fixing to end all of that. And I remember what came over me when that happened. And I said, wow, well, I knew that. But it just like it dawned on me with a freshness that the devil is on his last leg. You've heard that old saying, I'm sure. The devil is on his last leg. The devil's reign of terror is almost over. We ought to start shouting about this. We ought to start rejoicing about this. We ought to start praising God about this. This ought to be something that gets a hold of us. And our services ought to be filled with praise. Because not only do we have God to look to and all the things that's going to happen to us that are wonderful, but the end of Satan is at the door. Right at hand. Hallelujah. And that's why many things that are happening are escalating. They are increasing. Now what I want to do this morning is I want to try to show you evidence of this. I want this to be more than just words. I want you to get the feeling from the Bible and from the world where we now survive and are living that this is really true. That we really are at the end of Satan's reign of terror. That we really are coming down to the close of this arch enemy that has given us such a fit, such a battle, such a war. I mean, it really is beautiful. It really is. It's absolutely, absolutely biblical. There is no question in my mind. It is biblical that Satan is at his end, that Satan is coming down to the closing hours. Now, what I've tried to do is I've tried to search my mind and search the scripture and try to give you some ways of you knowing that this is true. Now, none of these are so totally perceptible that you could run around and just throw them in people's face, maybe a little bit to some degree, but not in totality, because they are perspectives of what is occurring. They're perspectives of what is happening out there. Everybody can see it. Everybody knows. And let me give them to you. Number one, Satan's end is at hand because of the way he is escalating and promoting of wickedness. The wickedness coming out of the personality and the mindset and the world of wickedness is growing so drastically and so increasingly that every day almost something is happening that you say that can't be happening. That's over the pale. That's too much. Who would ever believed that a city council in our city would try to pass an ordinance that every church ladies' restroom or men's restroom in this city would have to be open to transvestites? That's a man who thinks in his delusion that he's a woman. And so they are saying, or was trying to say, didn't make it, but they were trying to say that our restrooms, the ladies' restroom right here to my left and the men's restroom right here to my left, would have to be open so that if a transvestite man who thinks he's a woman or a transvestite woman who thinks she's a man would come into our building, they could use the bathroom of their choice. Whatever it would do to you, whatever it would do to traumatize a child, however it may traumatize a senior adult woman or man, however it may do, whatever. They don't care. It is a promotion of evil that is so delusional that you got to know that Satan is he's working beyond the pale. He is going to such an extent, he has got to do everything he can do because he don't have much time to get it done. Do you understand? The Bible actually says the devil will come down to you in this chapter with great wrath because he knows he has but a short time. Now, he hasn't even been cast out yet, but he's proven with his wickedness that he knows. I really believe this with all my heart. Old Lucifer knows, Brother Johnny, that he don't have much time left. And he's going to do everything to traumatize you. He's going to do everything he can do to trouble you. He's going to do everything he can do to try to get your mind off of the real issues and the real commitments and the real biblical ideas. He's going to do everything he can do. And he's doing it. I believe that Satan's evil promotions are a perfect sign that he knows it's almost over. Now, number two, his political stooges. You know what a stooge is? That's somebody that is working for somebody else. The devil has stooges in the political arena all over this globe. And the things they are doing are a boggle to the mind. They are boggled to the mind. The New York Times just recently showed that Hillary Clinton, when she was working as Secretary of State with Obama, that they were using the power of diplomacy and the power of American aid to the countries of the world to force them to accept the homosexual and lesbian agenda. And that was in the New York Times. A big story. A big story. Can you imagine the political leaders of America going to the countries of Africa and India and South America and all over the world and using the power of political persuasion and the power of my tax money and your tax money to force those countries to accept the homosexual agenda. They are committed. They are dedicated to make it a worldwide lifestyle. And they're willing to do anything they have to do to accomplish it. And it proves to me that the devil's stooges are doing the business of the devil. And they're trying to turn the world into a Sodom and Gomorrah. As truly as I stand here in front of you. And they're on a big time basis to do it, and it proves to me they know they don't have much time. They know it's almost over for them, and they've just got to accomplish what they have in their mind. Then third, the Satan's Islamic religion. The Islamic religion is nothing less than Satan's religion. It is satanic to the core. It is satanic to the roots. I did a study of Muhammad some years ago and wrote an article. And the article, the title of it is Allah is not Jehovah God. It's available here now in our material. And I did a study of the Encyclopedia Britannica. I didn't do one quote from the Bible in this article because I was doing it for the secular world that don't believe the Bible. And so I took the Encyclopedia Britannica and showed them what a devil Muhammad was. What a demon-possessed, demon-controlled man Muhammad was. And there's no doubt, you can't read it and not know, wow, that man was something else. That man was evil. That man was wicked. That man was demonic. His own wife told him that these visions and dreams and revelations that he was getting was coming from demons. His own wife. That's written in the Encyclopedia Britannica. And I'm here to tell you, the wickedness of the world, and now the Islamic religion, they're on a fast track. But they're willing to kill you. They're willing to murder you. Just yesterday, I saw a note on my computer. They had hung 10 soldiers from the Syrian army upside down, hanging in a place in one of their major cities and crying out to the world, one after the other, they're killing. One after the other, they're butchering. They are so vicious, and they are so wicked, and they're so barbarous. I mean, in my lifetime, I never knew people could be such barbarians to other people. But why? Because we're at the end. Because it's now or never. It's now or never. The old devil knows he ain't got much time left. And so he's on a bent, brother. He's on a wave of wickedness, and he thinks he's getting close. Do you know? I don't know. This is a good argument. Now, we could argue this one. Does he really know he's going to lose? Well, it says that he knows he has but a short time. But it doesn't say he has but a short time or he's going to be defeated or he has a short time to win. It doesn't say either of those. So I think you can read a little bit of both of them. I think he knows that if he wins, he's got to do it quick and in a hurry. I think he knows that he's got to put everything he's got in it, and he's got to take over this world, and he's got to turn it into a world of barbarians and wickedness and ugliness and Sodom and Gomorrah and all the things that go with sin and darkness. The devil knows he don't have much time. And I'm glad I know he's going to lose, aren't you? How many of you know that you know that you know that you know that he's going to lose? That you don't have any doubt about it. He's going to lose, brother. I'm telling you, he's going to lose. Did you hear me? I said he's going to lose. Are you listening? He's going to lose, church. He's going to lose, church. Oh, what a world. What a wickedness. What a wickedness. Demon spirits. Demon spirits are possessing people at a rate many times greater than any time in the past. Demon spirits are possessing people. You can't open your eyes and not see. Look at the news. Look at all over America. Look at the kind of barbaric things that mamas are doing to children. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. I just didn't remember seeing it. But a man right here in Charlotte, was it 2 years ago? His wife was done something, and I don't remember what they told me she did, and he beheaded her. And he said, my religion allows me to behead her. And it does. Now, when you think about the barbarians that are filling our world from all of these different factors and all of these different sources, do you not understand the devil knows he don't have long? And he's trying to take over. He's trying to possess it. Every evil power is in activity exactly like they know. It's not just the devil who's on a short lease. It's every demon he's got's on a short lease. Every demon that serves him is laboring with all intensity. They gotta win. They just gotta win. They know this is it. If they don't win, they're gonna be cast into the lake of fire. They know if they don't win, they're going to be destroyed. They know they have much time left to try to defeat God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Ghost so that they can reign in this world and turn the whole thing into a wilderness and be at home in it. But they're going to lose. They're going to lose. But it's evident they are busy. I mean to believe they're busy because they know their time is short. Let me see your hand. Do you really believe that? Do you really believe that? Well, then why aren't you shouting about it? Because you know the time is short. Oh, we get all gloomy with all the ugly things happening. But the truth of it is, we ought to be jumping up and down shouting because we know it's almost over. Oh, they could sit the Roma. Oh, hallelujah. I feel this, brother. I want you to know, I really believe we're the last leg of old Lucifer's domain and kingdom. And he's about to lose. Oh, hallelujah. And we are about to win. Man, I want to run. I don't know what I want to do. We're about to win. Are you listening to me? We're about to win. Somebody throw your hand up and holler as loud as you can. We're about to win. We're about to win, church. We're about to win, church. Hallelujah. And we can't lose because my Bible says God the Father set Jesus on his right hand and said, you sit right there until I make every enemy you got your footstool. Hallelujah. That's Hebrews chapter 1. I read that this morning, got so happy shouting and praising God. Hallelujah. Jesus is sitting at the Father's right hand until every enemy he's got is under his footstool. Raise your hand and let's worship God a minute. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, it's evident. I think I made a case. How many agree I made a good case? Those 5 points. Absolutely. 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 It's almost over, Brother Marlon. Hallelujah. You're talking about shouting. Man, you're going to be shouting soon. Like you ain't never shouted before. Now, I want you to listen. Satan, since all of this is true, Satan is preparing his fallen angels because they're fixing to be cast out of heaven. He knows that. And so he's preparing them for when they're cast out, what they're supposed to do. He's getting them ready for the tribulation period. He's getting them ready for that last 7 years of his rampage when he will literally, all of his spirits will be cast. And now you go back and read this and you will see the Bible makes it very, very plain. Let me go back to chapter 12 here, get the right verse. And there was war in heaven. Well, let's go back. And the woman fled into the wilderness. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought in his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. The great dragon was cast out, and all of his evil spirits cast into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. See, every one of the devil's angels is about to lose their position up there in the midair. Now let me help you a minute. Now listen to me carefully. Satan is the prince of the power of the air. Anybody understand that? Satan is the prince of the power of the air. Now, what does that mean? That means somewhere between here and heaven is what the Bible calls the midair. There's three heavens, one above us where we can fly around in our planes, one up there where God's throne is, and then the second heavens is in between those two. We call that the midair. The mid heavens. Satan has his throne in the mid air. And all of his demon spirits, this is the place of operation. They operate out of the mid air. Now, Satan, I don't know about his angels, I read no place in the Bible that they can do this. But Satan can literally go into heaven and appear before God. You say, wow, Brother Chambers, why does God let him do that? God is so fair with the devil to give him his last chance that he literally allows him to come and accuse and to try to put you down. I can almost see him going right there before, somebody turned that around, going right there before the Father and putting down Brother Chambers, Brother Marlon, anybody else, and trying to turn God against us. He's trying to get God to take us on. Remember what happened with Job? Remember that? When God said the devil is making me defend you. And so I'm letting the devil have certain leeway to prove to the devil that you got the real stuff. Well, he does that with us. He does that with you. He'll say to the devil, you can't get Dylan Beatty. He belongs to me. The Father says this to the devil. And the devil says, you give me just a little leeway. I'll try. I'll do my best. And he comes at you, Brother Dylan. Or he comes at you, Sister Judy, or Sister Andra, or Sister Chambers, or Brother, or whoever, everybody in the building. The devil accuses us to God, and God proves to the devil that we got the real stuff. How many of you mind God proving to the devil that you got the real stuff? How anybody mind that? No, I don't mind that. I want the devil to know I belong to Jehovah God and his son Jesus. I'm full of the Father's Holy Ghost, and he can't have me. He's not going to get me. God's going to give me grace in every situation. I'm going to be an overcomer. But you see, at this point, the devil and his angels are cast out of the midair. And they're cast down to the earth. And they become earthbound spirits. They can never soar up into the atmosphere again. They can never go before God's throne again. They are within the realm of the earth. I don't know what kind of leeway they may have in a little air above the earth. I don't know. I just know they are absolutely bound to the earth for the 7 years of the great tribulation period. Now, what I want you to understand is Satan is getting them ready for that. Satan is organizing them. He's getting it all ready. I mean, he's putting it together. They know what to do. That's why this earth is going to be a hell on earth. That's why this earth is going to be a place of such torture and terror and darkness. Anybody who is a mid-tribulationist or a post-tribulationist, they don't know what they're asking for. They don't know how far from the Bible they really are. It is just plain not possible that that can be. Because when this devil comes down to the earth, brother, he's going to make mincemeat out of people. They're going to be slain and murdered. You think the butchering of the Islamic religion right now is bad? It'll be worse. It'll be worse. If it's possible, it is. It is. I mean, when you begin to look at this, you know that Satan is preparing his angels and these spirits to be earthbound. They will come down here. They will be so angry. You talk about ferocious. They will be so ferocious. They will come at people, and it will be terrible. Anybody who misses that rapture, they just don't know what's awaiting them. They do not know what's going to be happening. They do not understand just how dark and diabolical and wicked it's going to be. And there'll be no pity. There'll be nobody to defend them. There'll be no Supreme Court of America to defend them. There'll be no police to come running to your rescue. You won't be able to dial some 911 thinking somebody will be there to defend you. My friend, it'll be none of that. Hell on this earth. Oh, they hate Christians. Do you understand? You can look at the news. You can look at the whole world scene. And there's never been a time when Christians are hated like they are today. They are hated. They are despised. I called a phone number up in Boston, Massachusetts. They own the radio station WBT, trying to get some equality on their news analysis last week of that situation in the city hall, trying to get somebody that can speak the other side of the issue. And you won't believe, the first day I called, they were, sugar wouldn't have melted in their mouth. The second day I called, they were ready for me, brother. They let me know. They were there to serve everybody. Everybody needs a piece of the pie in this America we live in. Everybody. Transvestites, it don't matter how you live. You're supposed to have special rights to protect you. I said, ma'am, where is the protection for the rights of Christians who belong to Jesus and who are born again? And she had no answer for that, because they don't care. I'm here to tell you, the demons of hell are possessing people one after the other, and they are becoming vicious and wicked. I get amazed at some things happening to people on their jobs. There are people all over this city. They know better than to say one word about homosexuality, because they know they will lose their job in a minute's time. There was a report yesterday of a lady who went to this Planet Fitness place. I believe we got them around here, Planet Fitness places. Don't we have them around here? Somebody let me know, do we? And this lady went in the ladies' restroom, and here was a transvestite in there, and she took off to the management and began to complain. And you know what they did? They took away her rights to come. They immediately removed her from the subscription list. If you can't go in the restroom with transvestite women who are really men, then you don't have no business around here. And they gave the transvestite the celebration and turned her away. Now I'm telling you, those kind of things are getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and you hadn't heard nothing yet. I'm here to tell you, you're going to have to learn, if you work a public job, to keep your convictions of holiness and righteousness to yourself. You've got to learn that. If not, you're going to lose your job, and I hope you don't learn it. And if you lose your job, I promise you, you're a faithful tither, you're faithful with God, He'll take care of you. He'll give you a better job. How many believe that? I just believe we serve a God that takes care of His own. Hallelujah. I don't believe nothing can happen that will leave you out of God's perimeter of care. You got to hear it. They hate Christians and they hate Jews. This world's always been anti-Semitic, but there's an anti-Semitic spirit now that's taken over. It's diabolical. It's evil. And there's an anti-Christian spirit. They just killed, 25 Christians from Egypt that had gone over into Libya looking for a job. And the ISIS crowd caught them, and they beheaded every one of them. They marched them in a line down to the beach, had them get on their knees and took their heads off. And they're doing this all over the world. And you only know a little bit of the real story. Do you understand how much of the story you really know? How much of it makes it to the news? Do you understand that? Oh, it's wicked. It's wicked. And only getting worse. They hate the rapture. I feel, when I begin to plan a sermon on the rapture, I feel evil come at me in the very atmosphere. I mean, there's a hatred for the rapture. There's never been nothing like it is right now. And you talk to pastors and they'll say, yes, I believe in the rapture. Why don't you preach it? Well, you know, I just hadn't been preaching that lot lately. They'll try to cover their own little reputation by telling you they believe in it, but they don't preach it. If you don't preach it, you don't believe it. Do you hear me? If you don't preach it, you don't believe it. Don't tell me you believe in something that you're not willing to stand in a pulpit and preach. I don't know nothing that I won't preach in this pulpit and that I won't say on the radio. If it's in that Bible, I will say it. Oh, you say, now don't you know that you're being critical of those sinners? No, I'm not being critical. I'm just telling you what God said. It's God that hates sin. God hates sin in a level that Brother Chambers could never hate sin. Oh, I do hate sin. I don't hate sinners, and God don't hate sinners, but God hates sin. Are you listening to me? And God is a very much a God that judges wickedness exactly as it is, exactly how he sees it, and that Bible makes it plain. And that's why I said on the radio yesterday, if the city council would have had their way last Monday, it would be this morning, it would be against the law for me to open this Bible and read these statements in the Bible about sin and about how dark it is. It would be against the law. You couldn't sell a Bible in Charlotte, North Carolina, if their law would have passed. And I pray that we can keep them from going back to that and doing it. I promise you, I'm putting my life on the line. This may be my last battle to fight, but I plan to fight it till we win it. Do you hear me? And you say, can we win it with the rapture coming? I pray we can win it until the rapture comes. And when the rapture comes, they can have it. Hallelujah. They can have anything they want when that rapture comes. Did you hear me? And they will have anything they want when that rapture occurs. Well, you got to understand, they're stirring up Christians. You've never seen the day that right in the church, there are people who will get resentful at you and snap of the finger. I guarantee you, you can depend on it. You stand tall. And you're going to find somebody that don't like you for it. Or you just say it plain and they don't like it. They'll tell you, I don't mind you saying it. I just don't like the way you say it. Well, I don't know how to say everything to please everybody. But I know one thing. You must not let nothing of resentment touch you, because that's what the devil is doing. He's filling you with resentment. He's trying to make you dislike this. He's trying to make you dislike that. I want a church that's got a piano player. Well, I do too. But until we get one, we're going to sing and shout, Sister Beth. Hallelujah. And praise the King. How many are with me? Let me see your hand. Come on, raise it way up high. I want to see it. Praise God. It's a joy to belong to the King. Hallelujah. Oh, the enemy is working, but he's going to lose. It's amazing to me how many people all over America who are giving in to the loser. Now think about that. The crowd that are allowing the devil to control them are actually turning their life over to the loser. Isn't that amazing? Why don't they think? Well, the devil don't let them think. I'm going to tell you what. The devil don't want you thinking. He wants you listening, doing what he says. They're attacking every Bible-believing church. Now, this church has been under attack, and you think it's because of this and that, and probably some of the things about me. I mean, I can understand. Sometimes I don't even like me. Thank you for laughing at that. That meant you didn't believe it, I hope. But sometimes I don't. I'm not perfect. I'm working on it, though, brother. I'm sure depending on the blood. Somebody help me. I'm depending on the blood. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, Satan's judgment is near. I want to bring this to a close. I don't want to preach too long. I was going to try to quit by the time Sister Ruby has to leave to be picked up for a birthday party, but I done missed it. So I'll just go on and preach as long as I want to. Hallelujah. Bless you, Sister Ruby. We love you much. Family's picking her up. Now listen to me. Listen to me. Satan is about to be cast out of the midair. That's the next thing to happen. But that only lasts 7 years. Cast down to the earth. 7 years. Then, at the end of the tribulation period, the fathers, and let me read this to you. Go to Revelation 20. You need to hear this. Make sure you know this is in the Bible. This is not just Brother Chambers talking. Listen to me carefully. The book of Revelation 20. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the keys of the bottomless pit. Anybody know where the bottomless pit is? That's a pit under hell. That's a pit below hell. A bottomless pit. You ever heard of prisons having places that they call, what's the right word? Isolated cells. They have isolated cells. This is where they put some really wicked people and they isolate them, where they have nothing but their own self to deal with 24 hours a day. And they say they really go crazy in there. They say that will drive you literally and completely. I heard a man say it yesterday. It'll drive you completely crazy to be in isolation for years on top of time. Well, the Father is going to put the devil in isolation in a bottomless pit for 1,000 years. That old dude will go stark crazy. I mean, it will be dark and hellish. He's been on a rampage for 6,000 years, approximately, give or take. But all the time is coming when the Father's going to put him in the bottomless pit. And I can almost see the Father sending an angel and opening the door for him to come out at the end of 1,000 years. And he's raging. He's raging. He looks like something. He looks like something out of nowhere, I'm telling you. And he comes, and there's enough people that's been born on the earth. They've never had a chance to choose God. And so Satan is able to put together an army. This is called the second Gog and Magog. And he'll have a little short war, and it'll be over. And then we see, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? The devil shall be cast into the lake of fire, where he will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Oh, hallelujah. And that's the end of old Lucifer. Somebody shout hallelujah. That's the end of old Lucifer. Somebody else shout hallelujah. That's the end of old Lucifer. In the lake of fire, where he will be forever and ever and ever and ever. Now he knows. He knows. It isn't long. He knows. It isn't long. It isn't long. It's going to be over for him. Now, I want to give you a picture, something in closing. Listen to me carefully. Did you read in the Bible, have you read in your Bible, that heaven is going to be redeemed? Heaven is going to be turned into a new heaven? How many have read that? It's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. Well, why does God need to make a new heaven? I understand why he's going to make a new earth. That's pretty evident. But God's going to make a new heaven. Can I tell you why? Because the devil has put his feet over that new heaven, over the present heaven. He has been right into God's divine temple and argued in front of God, so his footprints are all over the present heaven. But I'm here to tell you, when God makes this new heaven and new earth, it will be a place where the devil has never put his footprints. Are you listening to me? The new heaven and the new earth will be a place where the devil has never put his footprints. Well, glory to God. And some of you aren't even happy about that. Some of you couldn't get your right hand up. If, oh, come on. Hallelujah. What a day that's going to be. Well, I got news for you. There's a new city called New Jerusalem. That is the redemptive city. That is the redemptive city. And the devil has never walked those highways of that heavenly Jerusalem and that New Jerusalem. Hallelujah. The new heaven and the new earth will be a place completely judged of all wickedness, every footprint of Satan, every expression of an evil angel, everything that's ever been ugly or dark or mean or bad will be eliminated and will be judged. And our new heaven and our new earth and our new Jerusalem will be a place where the devil's never put a footprint and never made a statement and never walked his pathways. And it'll be ours forever. And there will be no remembrance of Satan. He will be forever gone, forever judged in the lake of fire. And we will have eternity to enjoy God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Ghost and one another. Woo, what's that going to be? Enjoying one another. Somebody help me shout praise the Lord. Stand up with me, will you? Listen to me, church. Listen to me. You got to hear me when I tell you tonight or this morning. Forgive that. You got to hear me. Satan's reign of terror is almost over. I want to see somebody without me asking you to throw your hand up and shout hallelujah. Satan's reign of terror is almost over. Oh, brother, brother, church, the devil's reign of terror is almost over. Oh, what a blessedness. What I'm telling you, I am so excited. I can hardly wait. Hallelujah. It'll be so wonderful. You say, Brother Chambers, what's it going to be like to be in a place where there's no remembrance, no likeness, no evidence, no afterprints, nothing of the wicked world. The Bible said all the former things will pass away and everything will be brand new, redeemed. Sick, ransom, higher, oh me, hallelujah! I can hardly wait. It's almost over. We're at the ending of the trail. Hallelujah! It can't be long. It will have to be 7 years. Oh, but that can start any moment. As soon as that rapture occurs. Oh, hear me, church! Shout hallelujah, somebody! Roman Silahari, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. His reign of terror is over. It won't be long. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, what a truth. Thank you, Father, for laying this truth on my heart that I can understand that Satan is on his last leg. Sister Pemberton, hallelujah. Can you imagine what it's going to be like? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can have one of the most wonderful days sometime, and I feel like I'm walking on a cloud. And the next day, it seems like to me, I'm walking under some dark valley. And I said, what in the world? Where did this feeling come from? I know where it came from. Oh, Lucifer, the prince of the power of the air. But Lucifer, I want to tell you something, dude. You're almost finished. You're almost finished. And until you do finish, I'm covered by the blood. I'm covered by the blood. I'm protected by the Holy Ghost. I got angels all around me. Do you see those angels around, Brother Chambers? I would not try it without them. I'm here to tell you, it's wonderful. Raise your hand and love on him. Praise the name of the Lord. It's wonderful. You better tell your family members it's almost over. Their chance to get right with God is coming down to a close. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I guess we ought to meet at this altar this morning. Oh, what a place to celebrate the end of Satan. Let's come down here and celebrate the end of the devil. Let's go ahead and celebrate it just like it's today.